to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect this week, we look at disposable vapes. The Green Party in Offaly is calling for a ban on the devices. Councillor Mark Hackett believes they're an environmental disaster.
These are not only a waste of precious materials and a little problem. They're a fire hazard waiting to happen. It's a no-brainer to ban them, and the people who choose to vape can continue to use reusable ones.
Columnist with the Irish Independent, Sarah Carey, explains how the devices work.
These are little devices in which a water vapour is heated up, and that's where the battery comes in. And into that is added nicotine, some other chemicals, and different flavours, very, very sweet flavours, all right? And people inhale that, and it becomes a water vapour that's inhaled into their lungs and crosses into the bloodstream. So they get their nicotine hit, but without all the extra harms that are caused by tobacco smoking. Now, they're known to be an aid to help people quit smoking. But there are two kinds of vapes. One are the ones that you keep and you refill them. You can put more of this fluid in yourself. And then there are these disposable ones that you buy. You can get them for about €8 in the local shop. And they offer you about the same nicotine hit as about 20 cigarettes. So they're much cheaper than cigarettes. And people might also notice, or maybe even haven't noticed, because they do look like sweets, handy coloured colours. They're in flavours like bubblegum and watermelon. And as a result, they're very attractive to teenagers in particular.
She says the batteries are also an issue.
Minister Oisin Smith, the Green Party Minister at the Department of Environment, began this consultation alerting people to the fact that these are batteries and under no circumstances should you be putting them in the regular bin. For a couple of reasons. First of all, they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. They can heat up and go on fire and they put people at risk. Obviously, the bin collectors and that. But also, they contain minerals like lithium, you know, which is in all those batteries, manganese. Some of them are rare earth and, you know, even using them for a product like a vape, you know, is not how we should be using these rare minerals. But also, they're very toxic. You know, and there's no way they should be going into the regular rubbish.
Tullamore Tidy Town says it's obvious that they should be banned due to the impact on the environment and on young people. Chairperson Shane Murray says they're not biodegradable.
You find quite a lot, but it's dependent on where you're picking them up. You find them in the likes of the laneways where teenagers tend to congregate, or even preteens, which is another issue in itself. But you find them on the street quite a lot, especially the small little ones. They're really quite small, but 2 inches in size or so. You see them a lot in the town and along the banks of the canal. We're starting to find them. It's one of the single biggest items outside of coffee cups and takeaway items we find are disposable vapes. But the biggest problem is in the back lanes for, as I said, teens and preteens start to congregate. They're not biodegradable. It's not like throwing a cigarette butt on the ground, which is bad enough in itself. These things are there and they're there for quite a long time. So the Green Party are dead right. And it's not only the Green Party, it's the other parties are now calling for it as well. But they need to get rid of them, not just for an environmental point of view, but the fact of who they're aimed at. That's a big, big, big issue. These things should have been gone quite some time ago. There's an issue with litter. Anything disposable, when we're trying to get rid of everything else that's disposable, we're trying to get rid of plastic forks and one-use plastics, and then they come up with these things. And also, for the age group that they're targeting, They really should be gone and should be gone quite some time ago by now.
These people in the Midlands have been sharing their thoughts on vaping.
I don't really like them, but they just help out with stress and all that.
Really common now.
I suppose people using them as well. A lot of people underage are using them a lot more now. Do you think that's a bit of a problem?
I think so, yeah. I know like the young people say we don't smoke, but they are using vapes and they're not really researched well enough to know what sort of stuff you're taking into your system, really and truly.
Like, I thought I'd never get addicted to them, but sure, now I'm first addicted to them for really now.
Yeah, it's like a trend now. Even with TY's 50 years, that age group, they're all getting them now as well.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.